T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Button up. Seriously.
Love you, Gibbs.
That one got away from me. You know, 7:58, normally we try to dip out for just 60 seconds. We come right back with content. And my, quote, teammate, yeah, Lorenzo Neal. Lo, you're not supposed to go there, Lo. We're having a nice time. Put your mic on if you're going to take a shot at me.
Hey, we were in, you know, our little production meeting. And, you know, it's funny. I said, you know what? I'm having some fun, bro. It's Friday. Have some fun. It was good.
It was great.
You got out of that one quick.
There's only two of us now, too, dude.
Well, you know, and somehow I'm 33% more comfortable now, right? According to you two jabronis. Good Lord. You guys are absolutely killing me. Amin El Hassan from ESPN joins us at 8:30. We will open up the ticket window at 8:45. We're talking about a move to television for a quarterback up in 15 minutes. And more Warrior talk next, but first, we go to Anna Kaganakis for the update.
Well, the Warriors, they handled the Jazz once again.
Shot clock at 13. Baseline, Durant. Bounce pass, Andre. Two-hand power slam coming in to the rim for the right-hand side.
He's got two field goals. They're both dunks from the right side.
Tim Roy with the call here on 95.7 The Game. Dubs win their sixth straight playoff game in a 115-104 victory over the Jazz to take a 2-0 series lead. The Dubs' big four combined for 83 points. Kevin Durant led with 25. Draymond Green finished with 21 and drained four threes in the first quarter alone, five overall. Now, even with the double-digit victory, Klay Thompson said they weren't happy with the 17 turnovers.
Yeah, they shot the ball well. I mean, Hayward had a great game. I thought we still made it tough on the times. We made tough shots, and really pleased with our effort. I mean, we had some lows, but it happens in the game of 48 minutes, and our turnovers were actually too high. Cut that down, we should have won by, you know, 20 points instead of 10.
Now, there was also a little bit of a scare with Draymond after tweaking his knee. He did return to the game. Green said he doesn't expect it to be an issue in Game 3 tomorrow night, and Steve Kerr reportedly will not make the trip to Utah. Wizards cut their series deficit to 2-1 with a 116-89 win over the Celtics in a game that featured seven technicals and three ejections. On to baseball, A's avoid the sweep as they beat the Twins 8-5. They're back home. Oakland hosts the Tigers tonight. Andrew Triggs with the start. Dugout Show 6:15 here on 95.7 The Game. The Giants are at the Reds. Matt Cain, after finishing April with the winningest month of his career, hopes to start off May on the same page. Also, Jay Cutler is reportedly retiring from football and will join Fox Sports in the booth. He will join Kevin Burkhart and Charles Davis. Brought to you by Barron's Jewelers for a huge selection of designer wedding sets from the finest names and all the latest jewelry fashions. Visit at Barron's at the Hacienda Crossing. Barron's, a legacy of elegance. I'm Anna Kaganakis on your home for Warriors playoff basketball. That's 95.7 The Game.
Great stuff, Anna. Thank you for that. Up in 10 minutes, we'll talk about Jay Cutler's move to television and what that means for another quarterback who's currently looking for work in the National Football League. It's Joe Lowe and Dibs. Joe Fortenbaugh off today. Daryl the Guru Johnson in his place. Amin El Hassan joins us at 8:30 as well to talk about the NBA. But gentlemen, the Warriors now up 2-0 on the Utah Jazz. They went at 115-104. The takeaways, Draymond Green, unbelievable from behind the three-point line, but a little bit shaken up in the victory, Guru. What's your level of concern about Draymond Green and his knee that he had to get some attention to and his hip he complained about after the game?
Well, when it initially happened, I was at a 9.5, and hearing him say that he's okay and the fact that he came in low and sat back on the bench and said he's going to be ready to go, Dibs, it's at a 6 now. I trust this guy. He knows his body. But I got to tell you, there's three guys I'm looking at in the starting lineup now. Forget the ball going in the hoop. I'm just hoping that they're okay once they jump and land, and that's KD, Steph, and now Draymond, the heart and soul of the team.
Yeah, when you talk about Draymond, here's a guy that you know that is the glue, a guy that's going to gutty, gritty, that really going to play with that bravado. You know that he's a tone setter. He sets the tone. Exactly. He's going to set the tone. But here's a situation where you got to be careful. You have to be careful for a couple reasons. You understand this next series, whether it's San Antonio, whether it's, you know, whether it's the Rockets, you're going to need Draymond Green, and you're going to need him to play big, especially if they are going to that crash course to Cleveland. You look at Tristan Thompson, the guys they have, Love, all those different guys. You need Draymond, and you need Draymond to play well. You don't want a hobble Draymond Green leading in the next series. So I'm looking at this and saying, yeah, do they have a chance of losing this game with Draymond playing if he's injured? Yes. They still may lose to Utah if Draymond plays because he's not healthy necessarily. And if he doesn't play, they still may lose as well. So when you look at it like that, is the risk worth reward? Mm. This is a game that Utah's going to play well, and you know Utah, they're a gutsy team. Last night they lose by 10. They're fighting. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're going to try to stay in games. They're going to try to steal one, especially at home. It's just a pride game. So play Draymond and then go up three. And then don't play him if he gets hurt. What if he gets hurt and he sets himself back even a couple more games? So I just think that this training staff and the coach, they have to make sure they protect him from himself.
And that's often the case with Draymond Green, Lowe. He's such a soldier. He's such a warrior, pun intended. A guy who's going to go out there and never wants to rest, wants to play every minute if possible. He did play 35 minutes last night, 21 points on 5 of 8 from three-point land. He hit his first 4 three-pointers. He added in 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, and an impressive game. 888-957-9570 is the phone number if you want to check in on the Warriors and Jazz series, whether or not Draymond Green should be rested as a precautionary measure or not. Let's go out to the phones now. We have just one phone line open. We'll go out first to Las Vegas. Vinny in Las Vegas. You're on with Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Vinny.
Long-time caller, first-time listener. Daryl the Guru Johnson needs his own show. The two guys he's talking with right now, you're bums.
I like this guy.
Get rid of this caller.
I love this guy.
Drop this call and block this number. It's Joe Fortenbaugh, ladies and gentlemen, the man who doesn't know the definition of off.
Dibs, I got to be honest. Draymond Green is the definition of warrior, no pun intended. That's the worst line in radio history. The worst line in radio history. He's a warrior, no pun intended. Come on, son, you're better than that.
Coach, thanks for joining us, Joe. Joe Fortenbaugh, Monday, 6 a.m. Until then, you're stuck with my material. Joe, what's going on in Vegas, brother?
Well, I lost money on the game last night. I played the under. Nice third quarter. Thanks a lot. Play some defense, damn it. I'm going to tell you what. Two stories very quick. Number one, I got into an altercation with the cabbie yesterday. I have a little thing I do every time I come here. Vegas is known for long-hauling people. That was the big thing back in the day, if anyone remembers this, where cabbies would take you on a roundabout distance in order to get more money from you. Once Uber came here, and this was one of the last cities on the planet to have Uber, that kind of straightened them out because they realized they couldn't keep screwing over the customers. So every time I come here, I pretend like I have no idea how the town works, and I get in a cab at the airport, and I let the cabbie decide. I let him do his thing. Do you want to go the quick way or do you want to go the short way? They do this whole thing. So I give him the opportunity to long haul me. I get into this huge fight with him about how I knew he was screwing me. I know it's exactly 8 stoplights versus 12 stoplights. I know the whole thing, right? But a moment of reflection. As I'm fighting with this guy, we're going on the 15, we're heading north, and we go right past the site of this new Raiders stadium, right? They got the billboard up. And I'm thinking to myself how sad this is because 3 years ago, if I was still living here and I was driving past this site, it'd be the most exciting thing ever. Now I'm living in the Bay. I got a wife. I got a kid. We love it there. We want to be here forever. And I go past this site and I think about how sad it is. But then I realize this. You know, I wasn't a Raider fan growing up, but I've grown to the team. Like a cancer, I've stricken the team. They can't get rid of me. And what I think about now is the fact that it's true what they say about Raider Nation, that they're not localized. It doesn't need to be Los Angeles, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Oakland, the Bay Area. it really is a global thing that has gotten bigger than anyone actually realizes. And this is the first time I realized that. Like, it really sunk into me as I drove past this lot. It doesn't matter where the team is playing. Raider Nation is stronger than any other fan base. And it was just, it was kind of one of those like awe-inspiring moments right before I jumped back in and started fighting with the cabbie.
Wow, Joe. Profound as usual. Great story. Thanks for...
Shut up, Lowe.
No, I'm serious. I knew you was going to do that.
We have a new candidate for Mount Long Answer More, by the way. You may be in the George Washington position.
That's not an answer. That's Mount Monologue More.
Hey, Joe, when you're thinking about what's going on with the Dubs and just throughout the playoffs, is Draymond Green making a strong case that he is MVP of the playoffs?
I got to be honest with you. I didn't see a minute of that game last night. I started drinking bourbon as soon as I got here. I have no idea how it played out, except that they didn't cover because of freaking free throws late in the game, and they also kept it under the total. I read a couple reports, and
21.
My poor wife.
He hit 21, four. He was hitting a three-point ball. He was doing it all as usual.
I would say this. I have the wife. She DVR'd it because when I get home, I'm going to want to watch it. I heard you talking about Draymond Green leading in, and I've read about it. I don't know about MVP of the playoffs because LeBron has been huge to the Cavaliers. But MVP of this team in the playoffs, yeah, you can probably say that. He's been the most important player on the team in the playoffs. McGee's been fun coming off the bench. Durant has missed a couple games. Steph's been incendiary as always. But both ends of the floor, Draymond does more. And then there's Klay Thompson, who blows up on occasion. So, yeah, I'd say he's the MVP of the team by far in the playoffs. Where's Guru? Guru in there? Let him ask a question.
You don't run things, yeah, Joe, now, when you're not around.
Joe, I'm waiting on you, Joe.
I'll hang up on your butt.
Joe, last time I was here.
This is the best material you've had all day. You're not hanging up. You're going to take me right to 24.
Wrong.
Hey, Joe, last time I was here, you brought it to my attention that you had two Twitter accounts. One was trolling you, and I had the fake account, so you helped me out. So today I'm coming in, I'm all excited, and I tweet Joe, I'm on, put you guys on it, and I spell Philly wrong. And
yeah,
Joe
Philly
just ripped
L.
me on Twitter, y'all. He ripped me two L's. I said, thanks,
L.
Joe. Thanks for being Joe.
What am I supposed to do with this guy? Philly with one L. It's not Pliny the Elder. It's Philly. Two L's.
I just wanted to make sure it got to you, Joe.
That's just a typical Philly thing, though, because you spell Philadelphia with one L, but you got to throw the second L for Philly. Isn't that for all the losses you guys accumulate?
Nice, Dibs.
Wow. That's a pretty good take right there. I don't think that much of a comeback. That's bouncing back from that. Draymond Green is a warrior, no pun intended. That's way better radio right there, kid.
Joe, I appreciate that. Hey, before we let you go, because you know we're always up against it in these situations, in this new PPM world, who gets the early MVP votes for the bachelor party you on?
Oh, my God. Like I said, I was drinking bourbon. I blacked out most of the night, so I really can't hand out awards at this moment. I will say this, very sadly, this entire crew still smoking cigarettes. We went to the pool yesterday. Everyone's still smoking, and it was difficult for me to avoid that, but I was able to get through the night without having one. But at the same time, damn it, people, between obesity, which you see a lot of, and smoking and drinking and all that stuff, we gotta get healthier. As a society, we got to get healthier. As an MVP candidate, I call myself probably like Ian Clark. I'm good for a couple minutes and a couple points, and people like me, but by and large... Like I'm not giving you a whole lot in the big moments. I think I was in bed probably by 10 o'clock last night. It was pathetic.
Outstanding.
Drink some more bourbon for us, Joe.
Yeah. If I drink any more bourbon, I'm not going to make it in on Monday. I'm not going to even make it home. Let's put it like that. So keep up the good work. I like I said, longtime caller, first time listener. You guys, the best radio station in town.
Thank you.
For all sports stations that have the Raiders as the flagship, you guys are the absolute best.
Joe, that means a ton coming from you on a day like this. Seriously, though, brother, we miss you. Safe travels. Have all the fun you can and get all the sleep you can, because you know how important that is.
No sleep for the gamblers, Dibs. I got to double it up. I got to get back. I lost that under last night. I got to find some sort of soccer game or some highlight match this morning. I'm heading to the book. Peace out, boys. Keep up the great work. I love the Bay Area. Thank you for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Right on, Joe. That's Joe Fortenbaugh, the main man here from Joe.
That was a happy Joe.
On 95.7 The Game. Where's that Joe Monday through Friday? I mean, get the guy in Vegas.
He was
and
happy.
He's just,
let's broadcast live from Vegas. Hell, we can
seriously
figure that out.
Your guy's running material. You can hear the smile in his voice. It's good that Joe's in Vegas having some fun with his buddies.
Keep him
at the bachelor party.
Up I come in here every day and just basically crap on everything.
Up in 15 minutes, we'll talk to Amin El-Hassan from ESPN. He's the NBA front office insider. We'll get his thoughts on the postseason and the playoffs as they have rolled out so far. Gentlemen, some news that surfaced this morning. Anna was the first one to break it. It's now becoming official. Jay Cutler following in the footsteps of Tony Romo. The word came out this morning that Jay Cutler would be added to the Fox broadcast team, and he'll be doing color commentary for the upcoming NFL season, which on the surface, good for Jay. Congratulations. I know his wife is involved as an actress in some TV as well. But Lo, the big question, the elephant in the room is Colin Kaepernick now, the only real veteran quarterback that remains unsigned. What does this Cutler news do to Colin Kaepernick's bid to get back in the league?
Well, I think it helps it somewhat, but it's interesting to me, Dibs, that I'm following kind of what's going on, and you follow trends and you see, you know, Tony Romo goes to Fox and now Jay Cutler. But you also got to look at what's going on just in sporting world. And we look over at ESPN, you look at the firings, you also look at who's running ESPN. They're talking about they want to be more liberal. The viewer and they're down. They want to get more minorities and different people involved. I think also now Colin Kaepernick is in play. He's in play not only for football, but I think more he's in play for a TV gig. And if he is going to get one, I think that ESPN is going to come a calling for Colin Kaepernick, because if you look at the trend where they're heading in their broadcasting and in their advertising, that's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because if Colin doesn't get a job in the football, I really believe that ESPN is going to be one of those stations that are going to go pick him up.
You think Colin Kaepernick is ready to jump already over into the media side when he's not even 30 years old?
I don't think he wants to, but I think that if you can go out there and make a good living being in a radio or TV rather, and for Colin Kaepernick, especially with, you know, in a station that is kind of more left wing and you know, ESPN, you see what's going on there. I think it could be a great gig for Colin Kaepernick. And so if you look at it like that, do I think he's ready to do it? No. Do I think he still wants to play football? Yes. But I'll tell you right now, I think that ESPN will come a calling if he doesn't land in the football field.
I've been holding on to this. So if you guys would just do me this, Anna too, just put this, what I'm about to say, into your mental Rolodex. Colin Kaepernick is going to be the backup quarterback in Dallas. That's where I think it's going. I think it's already started to pick up steam. And there's no way right now that this guy's going to give in and it'll look like he basically lost and go to the booth, Lo. If he doesn't get signed this year, I think, Dibs, he'll go into next year still trying to get on a team. There's no way he wants his career on the field to end this way, as if they took it away from him because of his stance. And again, I look at the Cowboys situation. What they did a couple years ago, 1-11 without a backup quarterback. I think Jerry Jones may call Colin and get him.
Call in and bring Colin Kaepernick as
the backup quarterback. Hey,
follow me here, Dibs. Look what happened in Boston. Adam Jones, Oriole player, yelling and all the things that was going on, and people were yelling and using the N-word and all those things that happened. Think about who really covers that. Think about how when you look at ESPN and what the coverage that they bring to it. And when you further this thing down, and that's why I'm looking at it like this and saying why Colin Kaepernick is in play for ESPN, is because they do cover it and they do show these certain things. Look what ESPN, the kind of coverage they do. They do deal with a lot of social issues. You look at the NBA. NBA's down, but NBA, the players have more of a voice. Why? Because they encouraged it. It's who's affiliated with ESPN. So if you follow these things, what I'm looking at, and the reason why I say Colin will be in play when you see the things with Adam Jones, and now, even though it was one person, think about when Colin's stance, good, bad, or indifferent, saying with certain police officers and the things that he did. Now you had people in Boston. It's certain individuals. It's not the whole mass of Boston. It's certain officers, but it's not all the officers. So when you tie it in and you really look at this in the society we live in, it's not all people are using the N-word. It, you know, all fans aren't, and it's not all cops. So now, does this make more validity for Colin Kaepernick? Do you look at this and say, okay, now did Colin have did he have something to stand on? So I think when you see certain things in the world we live in, and you move them forward, I think that there can be something there.
I think you're stretching out a little too far here, because ESPN was not the only network to cover the Adam Jones story. It was a global thing. Fox covered it. Yahoo, Sporting News, pick whatever network you want. They all covered it. And whatever Bob Iger, head of Disney, which is ostensibly head of ESPN,
right,
whatever his plans may be in the, what would that be, the 2020 presidential election, I don't believe that that is what is affecting ESPN's programming. Additionally, you got to remember Colin Kaepernick spent an entire season not talking to the media. This is not a guy who is known for being a very adept speaker or a willing speaker.
He got better, Dibs.
He has gotten better when he's decided that he wanted to get better. I cannot see him making the transition to analyst. Look, Tony Romo is going to struggle doing it. Jay Cutler, we'll see how good he is. It's not an easy job, and I don't think that ESPN is going to come calling for Colin Kaepernick.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that there is a strong possibility when I just look at kind of, when you're talking about Bob Iger and all the things that he's doing at ESPN, you look at the different things that are going around in NBA, people are saying, hey, we just want our athletes to, you know, play ball and not necessarily stand up. And you look at the ratings and people are saying, hey, I'm tired of the athletes doing certain things. I think that is going to be some merit there. And I think that if he decides to go on the radio or go on the TV, rather, I really believe that it will be, if it's going to be any network, I really believe that ESPN is going to make the play.
Now, you make a great point, Lo, but it takes two to tangle. And again, I just feel like he will not put up the white flag in regard to his football career, to where going in the booth is something he wants to do. Romo and Cutler want to do
that. No, yeah. Cutler, Romo didn't want to do it. Romo didn't want to do it, and neither did Cutler.
Well, he worked something out with Jerry Jones. He didn't get what he wanted. Right. He still can play. So they met halfway.
They wouldn't release him, okay. So certain things happened. And Cutler's been here on free agency waiting.
He has no fire. He has no desire to play.
It forced Cutler to believe that he was a starter and it kind of forced him out. But it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out.
It will be, and I think that Colin Kaepernick, as we get closer and closer to camp, more attention will be paid to his viability as a backup quarterback, or his willingness, Lo, to your point, to maybe leave football behind and embrace his new life as a spokesperson, an agent of change, and maybe as a media personality. Amin El Hassan does a great job for ESPN covering the NBA, and he'll join us next. It's Joe, Lo, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Joe, Lo, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Joe, Lo, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Joe Fortenbaugh enjoying some time in Las Vegas. If you heard him on at 8:15, you know I'm telling the truth when I say he's enjoying his time in Las Vegas. Good for Joe to get a little R&R up in 15 minutes. Tim Brown will join us, Oakland Raider, Hall of Fame wide receiver. And we'll also have tickets to give away to Muse with 30 Seconds to Mars. That's all coming up in 15 minutes. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome our next guest, Amin El Hassan from ESPN. You can follow him at Amin ESPN. Good morning, Amin. Thanks for joining us. What do you think of the playoffs so far? We have found them to be a little bit without drama. Is that just our West Coast bias and all these blowouts we've been seeing?
It's not a West Coast bias. I think you can localize that bias a little bit more. You know, when you get to watch the best team in basketball, like, yeah, I was like, oh, wake me up when June gets here. But, you know, look, we weren't lying on July 4th last year. We're like, this is going to be, they're going to annihilate everyone.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like.
It really does. I mean, you're absolutely right. Watching the way that these playoffs are going, interesting watching, like, the Dubs, Steph can score 15 or 20 and they still can win a game. Durant can score 15 and 20, they can win a game. LeBron's, you know, unbelievable what he's doing there, but he could score probably 15 or 20 or 20 if so. And Kyrie.
Nah, Now, I'm pausing you there. LeBron can't score 15 or 20. He's got to score more.
You think in this series, if he doesn't score 20, they still wouldn't get by this particular team they're playing?
Oh, they're gonna get by the team. I'm just saying it's not. You're right when you talk about the Warriors. There was that game against Portland last round when Steph and Clay and Draymond all didn't play well. KD didn't even play, and he destroyed them by 30 or something
right.
So. Like, the Warriors can do that. The Cavs, their best player has to show up every night, because when he doesn't, he doesn't get the luxury of having a bad night like Steph and Clay and Draymond, or the luxury of KD of not even showing up at all, and that team's still doing well. But
I was saying to talk about Boston. If I was just going to say, if the young fella, if he doesn't score 20 or 25 or maybe 53. It seems like they don't even have a shot. Is that an accurate, in your opinion?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's how they built their team. They built their team and said, okay, you're great at scoring. You're not really good at defense. So we'll handle all the defensive parts and you be the offense. It's kind of like it's a modern day version of what the 2001 Sixers were. Iverson, you do the scoring and we'll handle all the dirty work. Except Iverson wasn't as bad defensively as Isaiah Thomas is. But you're right. You know, like, so far it's worked for them throughout these playoffs. He's played well. I think last night was like the first game we can say Isaiah Thomas wasn't himself offensively.
I mean, I'm hoping for the trilogy, you know, to fast forward. If the Cavs do meet the Warriors, we've heard LeBron say Steph is not my rival. But in essence, it is, because, you know, you guys have went to the finals twice, and this could be a third time. And I want to ask you, if that were to happen, who needs that series win more, Steph or LeBron?
Oh, definitely Steph. I think for LeBron, honest to God, I think he did what he had to do, right? Deliver a championship to the most losingest city in America. He did it. He can go 0, like in the words of Jay-Z, he go 0-82 from here. Doesn't matter. He's done. He's like, any of y'all done that? No? Okay. Be quiet then. Right? That can be his stance, right? There's nobody else can say, I went to one of the worst teams in the NBA and took them to the finals, and then within 2 years won a championship. By the way, first championship that city had won since Moses parted the Red Sea, right? Like, no other superstar could say they did that. So, From his standpoint, I know, like, he doesn't feel this way. He wants to win every year. But in retrospect, like, he's done. But for Steph, it's like, okay, the year they won, everyone was like, oh, you guys were healthy. This is a dumb excuse, but it is what it is, right? And the year they lost, you were the 73-win team that was up 3-1 with the unanimous MVP, and you lost. Now you're the 73-win team that added an MVP in his prime, and you don't win? Like, that's a big blow. That would be a big blow for Steph and his brand and you know, how we think of him, I think, as a player.
And taking that one step further, then, how big a blow would that be to Kevin Durant, a guy who was up 3-1 with Russell Westbrook in the Western Finals, couldn't get it done, and came here and fell short? Would that ultimately be the death knell for his chances of being one of the true elite?
Yeah, I think what people, you know, this is a weird thing, right? The way people perceive it is, oh, man, you came and you ruined a great thing, right? No one would see it any other way. It's just, all of a sudden we forget that the Warriors didn't win the championship last year, and we just focus on, they won 73 games and was the most beautiful brand of basketball we've ever seen, and then you came and ruined it all. So, yeah, obviously that was the gamble he made, to be ridiculed, to have, like, people question his toughness and his competitiveness. You sacrifice that. That's the down payment you made, expecting a return of, but I'm going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, however many rings I'm going to get out of this, it'll be all worth it. If you don't get it, then it starts to mount, the pressure starts to mount.
Well, you think about San Antonio and the Rockets, that series, 1-1, and the great Tony Parker, legend in this league, and unfortunately goes down, done for the remainder of the season. Do you think, how do you see this series? Who comes out of it, and how does this thing pan out with the loss of him?
Well, I've always been leaning that Houston will probably win the series, even before Tony Parker getting hurt. Ironically, while I value what Tony Parker brings in terms of veteran experience, courage under fire, like that, the idea that in a tense situation, you know, he'll make the right decision. And he played well early in the playoffs against Memphis. I feel like we all ignore that on the other side of the ball, he's slower, a lot slower now, and he can't keep up in front of guys. And defensively, he's a little bit of a liability. And so what ends up happening is Tony Parker's out, and while they might miss his offense in some ways, in other ways, you look at who's taking those minutes. And I'm not talking about Patty Mills, because Patty Mills is going to play anyway. But now you got a Jonathan Simmons playing more. Now you got Kawhi playing more of those minutes, right? So he's on the floor more. And you're talking about you've replaced Tony Parker with athletic, energetic, bigger dudes. That's not so great for Houston, right? Houston would rather have a small, slow guy on the floor, you know, trying to guard them versus this energetic dude trying to prove himself pretty much, or one of the best defensive players of this generation. And in that sense, you know, people look at, oh, it's going to be easier for Houston because Tony Parker's offense isn't out there. I kind of look at it might be a little more difficult for Houston because Tony Parker's defense isn't out there now.
Amin, sticking with the Spurs, have you seen anybody's stock go down as fast as LaMarcus Aldridge? I mean, I was in my living room yesterday thinking to myself, how did this guy get to that pedestal to where we thought he was a top-tier player, and now he looks unconfident, he looks soft, and just non-aggressive?
I don't want to be that guy, but y'all thought that. Everyone's like, well, he's all NBA and all this. Like, he's not an all NBA player. Like, come on, man. Like, look, he's gifted. He's a gifted scorer. But the reason why Portland ended the way it did is because this dude is super sensitive and he's really kind of insecure about his place in a franchise. And why is Damian Lillard on the billboards? And why does Damian Lillard get all the commercials? Well, that's because you were turning him down because you didn't want to do extra work when they asked you to do it. So this idea that he was going to go to San Antonio, a place where they famously don't have anything called stars. They don't have anything called promotion or anything. We're all about the work out here, and whoever got it. And to come there, and I think he thought, I'm from Texas, it's kind of like a homecoming, here we go, Tim Duncan, go ahead and pass me that torch, boy. But what ended up happening is like, oh, this Kawhi Leonard dude is really good. Wait a second, I'm in the same situation I was in Portland. And so, you know, he's going through his feelings right now.
And Tim Duncan was seen giving him some pep talks the other day at practice, trying to lift up young LMA, who's obviously struggling right now. Amin El-Hassan joining us on 95.7 The Game.
Did you guys see that meme? It's like that picture of Tim Duncan, you know, talking to LaMarcus Aldridge, and the caption says, when you've been acting up at school and then your father
shows up. So rough. And Tim Duncan is old enough to maybe even be his grandpa, for crying out loud. Duncan was around so long. Just one more minute before we let you go, Amin, and I had to ask you this, with yesterday being like a high holiday for you, May the 4th, and I know you're a huge Star Wars guy. What's the Star Wars May the 4th hangover like for May the 5th? And can you ramp it up for Cinco de Mayo today?
You know what's funny? I was saying this when earlier in the day when people said, oh, May the 4th be with you. I said, look, May the 4th is like a nice, cute thing for you surface level. I live every day of my life like it's May the 4th. I'm doing Star Wars every day. I watch Star Wars clips in the morning just to get me ready for my day.
My man.
There's no hangover. This is my life. But as far as Cinco de Mayo goes, come on, man. Yeah, look, come on, man. Cinco de Mayo on a Friday?
Yeah.
This is like the old Ghetto Boy song, this year Halloween fell on a weekend. Like, this is exactly what this is.
Amin, I'm right with you. And can I just share with you, as embarrassing as this is, I cried on Empire Strikes Back as Han Solo got froze.
Honestly, that is, I'm not just saying this because you said that is my single favorite scene in all the Star Wars movies.
Thank you.
I tweeted that last night.
Oh, my God.
My favorite one is Vader saying, like, they say, hey, man, I don't know if you can do this. It might kill him. And Vader says, I don't want the Emperor's prize being damaged.
Right.
Test it on Captain Solo. Like, whoa, that's so cool, man. Yeah, test it on that bum over there.
Incredible. I'm just looking at your Twitter feed right now with your three favorite Star Wars scenes. This guy is the true Star Wars fan article like you read about. Hey, I mean, absolutely. Have you ever gotten in a room with Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, a noted Star Trek guy? Have you guys ever gone head-to-head, full-on debate style over which one's the better vehicle?
I have not, but I think it's obvious which one is the better one. You know, which one had a TV show because they, like, because the movies weren't good enough to just carry it along. Which one had weird pastel colors and kind of... Look, Star Trek is dumb, man. I'm sorry. Like, Star Trek is just dumb. Star Wars is cool. Name one character in the entire Star Trek universe that is as cool as Darth Vader.
Well, just as you were saying all this, I agree with you, except for the one comparison, which would be Uhuru greater than Princess Leia. And we'll just leave it at that, I mean.
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Uhuru brought it at epic levels. Amin El Hassan, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy the NBA playoffs, and hopefully we'll talk to you before the finals are over.
Sure thing, guys. Thanks a lot.
My man, Amin El Hassan, tremendous stuff.
Did Uhuru? Yeah, and Captain Kirk have relations or no? They never got together.
On the show or
behind the scenes?
On the show. I don't believe so, although that was the first ever interracial kiss in television history.
Yeah, she was hot, Lo. She did it for me.
Without a doubt.
She was hot.
Lo's going to check out of this one.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
He's checking out. Yeah. Like Joe Jackson.
I did cry for that scene, though,
he's
for
stepping
Empire
out.
Strikes Back.
That's real cute, Guru. Wow. That's real touching.
I bring a lot to this show.
That was nice.
Oakland Raider legend Tim Brown going to join us next. We'll talk about the Raiders going to Vegas, the Raiders draft, Marshawn Lynch, and more. And we've got tickets to give away as well. Tickets to give away to Muse with 30 Seconds to Mars, Shoreline Amphitheater, Friday, September 15th, 2017. It's all part of the Live Nation summer kickoff on 95.7 The Game. Get $20 tickets to over 30 Bay Area shows now through May 9th at livenation.com/20ticket. Caller number 10 for the time that Joe Fortenbaugh went to bed last night. Call now and win tickets to Muse with 30 Seconds to Mars. 888-957-9570. It's Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Joe Lowe and Dibs. Time flies when you are having fun, and we are having a great time on this Friday. Joe Fortenbaugh enjoying a little R&R in Las Vegas, or maybe a little B&B, bourbon and brandy. I don't know if it's R&R per se. Lo, I don't know if you would call it that or if you would call it something else, but he's getting it in.
Oh, he's drinking that fire water.
That's good.
Oh, you could tell his voice was all, he was happy, but he's putting that little fire water. He got a little fire water. He said he had that bourbon going.
You guys remember your first trip after you had your first child? And I'm thinking back now, and we're doing this live on the air. I didn't prep you for it, but my son, Quest, was born back in 2001. And, you know, when you're a new father, you want to stay home and you want to be there for mom, even though you're largely worthless. You can't breastfeed. You can change a diaper and you can help the mom out, but you're not a key cog. But, Lo, do you remember that first time you were able to just get away and let your hair down, so to speak?
Yeah, I jumped on Southwest and they said, do you want to get away? And I said, hell yeah, I do.
Want to get away?
You know, where'd I go? I might have been in Vegas with some of the boys and just, I think I went to another bachelor party.
Because your son's now 20 almost?
Yeah.
19, 20?
Yeah.
And, darn near, yeah.
And it was, we probably did the same thing Joe's doing.
Just letting your hair down?
Absolutely. I had the braids, let the braids out and just get it in, coach. Get it in.
How about you,
Goon? All night.
There were no trips. Yep, I'm on lock.
Man.
Yeah.
Turns out you're not that much fun at all.
13 years without a trip. Wow, go to my buddy's house, have some pops, and watch the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll go out and see Shaney Shane and Antelope.
My God, get the Debbie Downer music
seriously,
on. My God.
Seriously, that got serious in a minute. Congratulations to Ray in San Jose. He was caller number 10. He wins tickets to see Muse with 30 Seconds to Mars. Without any further ado, we welcome our next guest to the program. He's an absolute legend. It's been my pleasure to talk to him on the radio for the better part of 10 years. Oakland Raider, Hall of Fame wide receiver Tim Brown joins us on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Tim? How's your Friday going?
Hey, a little raining in New York, man. But other than that, it's pretty good.
You mean like rain, moisture falling rain from the sky, rain?
Yes, it's like coming down sideways here.
Man, that's crazy, Tim. Well, you're always welcome back here in California where the sun is shining and still currently the home of the Oakland Raiders. What did you think, Tim, of what the Raiders have done since they played their last game, the acquisition of Marshawn Lynch, and what they were able to do in the draft recently?
I think they got better, man. That's the name of the game, is to get better. And to bring in a guy like Marshawn,
who has done so many incredible things in the league. You know, I think the attitude he brings in the locker room, a winning attitude, a guy who has been there and done that, you know, is pretty powerful, you know. So coupled with what they have already, this guy should be that piece, man, to help them get over the top.
Tim, when you think about the Raiders' disappointment, Carr getting hurt last year, how do you handicap this team? And, you know, if things go as well as you think they can, what's the kind of potential? What is the ceiling for this team?
Well, you know, I think before Carr got hurt, I think I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that they were at least the second best team in AFC. You know, and everybody was looking forward to the rematch or them playing the Patriots again, and that's what people were talking about. So I think you have to go into the season believing that that's who you are. And you know, we can't ever do anything about the injuries, but at the same time, if you can stay injury free, this team has to be thinking about playing an AFC Championship game. I mean, that has to be the goal. And if they're all thinking that way, it's a good possibility they can get there.
Tim, you're a Hall of Fame wide receiver, and when you look at the current wide receiver, Amari Cooper, I call him a one, and he is a one. He's electric at times. But, Tim, the last two seasons, the second half of the season, you know, he hasn't had that yeah. much production. And I'm wondering, what can you tell us? What do you see? Is it anything from him? Is it a team thing? Because it's happened 2 years in a row.
No, and both years have been because of injuries. And the Raiders are not letting people know about the injuries. But, you know, I'm privy to that, to know that he's been banged up. And I think last year was a shoulder. The year before was a knee or something of that nature. And, I mean, banged up to the point of no practice and all that kind of stuff. And so they're putting them out there as a showpiece for game day, but they don't want to – they're using them only when they absolutely have to and not when they can. So it's all about that, man. You got to find a way to keep your body healthy and be ready for the last part of the year. And, you know, man, this game is so tough, you know. A little benign little block could end up being a play that, you know, caused the guy the season, you know, because you hurt your shoulder. So we'll see what happens, man. But, yeah, I think everybody agrees with that. The Raiders obviously know that, but they know the reason behind that. And but it's not because he's fallen off, you know, naturally so, but it's because of all these things that are happening with his body that's causing them to keep him on the field, but at the same time try not to utilize him if they don't have to.
Oakland Raider wide receiver, Hall of Famer Tim Brown joining us here on 95.7 The Game. It's going to be a big Hall of Fame ceremony this summer for us on the show, Tim, because LaDainian Tomlinson is being enshrined, and our very own Lorenzo Neal is going to introduce his former teammate enshrined. What kind of advice can you give Lo Neal as he heads to Canton in August for what is going to be an unbelievable weekend, not only for LaDainian Tomlinson, but also for the man introducing him, Lo Neal?
Hey, man, yeah, only thing I can say is keep it quick, bro. Keep it quick. Keep it. In and out, brother. In and out. In and out. We'll be okay. But, nah, man, it's an incredible time. And, you know, my brother had the luxury of introducing me, and it's something that he still talks about. I mean, it's one of those moments that you will never forget for sure. And being in that environment, man, it's going to be incredible. Have you been up there before? If you guys haven't been up there before, it's going to be it'll be unbelievable, no doubt about it.
Yeah, really excited about that. It's definitely about LaDainian and what he's done and what he did on and off the field. Amazing player. I'm just honored that he chose me. Tim, what do you say to the Raider fans? Just give them some hope yourself. Being a longtime Raider and Hall of Famer, you know, with the move, give them something just inspiring to tell them, you know, why you continue to be a Raider fan, no matter what the move, no matter what's going on. What's something that you would tell them, something to hold on to?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think Raider fans have to understand that the Raider organization did everything they could possibly do besides signing a bad deal to stay in Oakland. And, you know, I was in the suite last year at a game, just me and a couple of the executives, and they were literally losing their minds because, you know, every option that had been given to them was an option that was $400 to $500 million short or had some plans in it that nobody thought would work, but it looked good on paper. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, these guys did everything they could possibly do to stay there. But the city couldn't come up with the cash. I mean, why couldn't the city of Oakland call Bank of America and get that $650 million, you know, deal? That's a question that I think needs to be asked of the city, not of the Raiders, because the Raiders didn't make that call. Las Vegas made that call. So, so I think from that standpoint, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. But the thing that I'm focused on and what I told the Raider organization is we need to get in the community and show the fans how much we appreciate them as fans, and let's focus on trying to win the championship before the team gets out of the city. I think that's the only thing you can do to make everybody happy, you know?
Yeah, that certainly would help to ease a little bit of the concerns that local fans have of them going out to Las Vegas. Tim Brown joining us here on 95.7 The Game. You know, you look at the calendar, all of a sudden it says May, and that tells you that Mother's Day is right around the corner. What are you doing with Kay Jewelers for Mother's Day, Tim?
Yeah, we have a nice little promotion going on where they're doing, they have everything in the store 30% off. And, I was able to get my wife a little a piece from the Everest collection, and has two diamonds in it, one signifying friendship and other signifying our love for each other. So they have bracelets and earrings and everything a part of that collection. Just want everybody to go out and, get something for your mom or the mother of your kids, and make this a great holiday for everybody. And one more thing, if I can say, we want everybody to go to Twitter, Facebook, and use the hashtag #MomIs and tell the world what mom is to you. I think that's a beautiful thing.
That is great, Tim. And if I did that in honor of my wife, I would simply say mom is on her way to Orlando while I raise these kids alone.
We get that, brother. We get that. So go ahead and put it out there. You have some people feeling your pain.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't blast her so close to Mother's Day. I'll wait till Father's Day to take my shot. Tim Brown, the Hall of Famer. Always great to talk to you, Tim. Stay dry in New York. Come on back to California where the sun always shines.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Tim Brown, the legend. I've interviewed him for 10 or 12 years.
He's the best.
Yeah, nicest guy. Always fun to interview Tim Brown. And I think he had some great things to say about the Raiders and the community outreach and whatnot.
No question. His mom's getting back out again. His mom's leaving you again.
That's right. She's on her way to Orlando. So just me and the boys.
New Orleans and now Orlando.
Yeah, this is a, quote, work trip. But yeah, somehow she's going out a day early.
Wow, China. Well, I'll get on it for you, Dibs.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Lo. It's the 4K Day National Cash Contest on 957 The Game. Text the code word LATER to 72881 before 15 past the hour for your chance to win $1,000. Be listening every day at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m. for your chance to win $1,000. Text message and data rates may apply. Take that for data rates, because they may apply. Thank you, Lo. You might want to turn it on next time you give me the fake laugh. Ford and Bonds in Vegas. I'm enduring these two. It's Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.